This is Lydia Johnson at the National FFA Convention with the Proficiency Winner in Diversified Agricultural Production, Hunter Holgrafer from the Easton Valley FFA Chapter. Hunter, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. So walk us through just a brief overview of your project. It sounds like there's a lot of small projects within this.
So my Diversified Ag project is actually a compound of five SAE projects. Four of them being entrepreneurships and one of them being a placement. My entrepreneurship projects are corn production, soybean production, forages, and a cow-calf operation while I have a placement on my parents' farm.
What's your family's farm like? Back in Iowa, right?
Yep, in way eastern Iowa, located in between Preston and Miles, Iowa. My parents farm mostly corn and soybeans, and then they have a couple cows on the side, which I was kind of able to incorporate my cows and my acres into and use their knowledge to help me kind of start out on my own.
You grew up in your family's farm, but what kind of made you want to stay in agriculture and production agriculture?
I think that's a really cool part about my SAEs was that when I first started, I really wasn't positive about what I wanted to do in agriculture, even though I knew I wanted to stay in agriculture because I had a passion for it. But through the SAE process over the past 4 or 5 years, I've really learned that I do have a passion for production agriculture, and it's what I want to pursue. And that's pretty much been one of the coolest parts about my SAEs.
How have they grown from when kind of you started your own part, apart from your parents, to where they are now?
They've grown in size for sure, but I'm definitely more focused on and proud of how they grew in scope. And that was kind of a big thing when I started, was I wanted to make sure that each year I was more efficient on each acre or with each cow and more efficient in each area. So that way I wouldn't necessarily just have to grow in size to grow in profit, but I could just grow in scope as well.
In your project, is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
Yeah, I obviously there's a very long list. I'll start off with my parents. Were very, very helpful throughout everything. I've had multiple FFA advisors through my SAE projects, and I'd like to thank all three of them for all the help they were. I would also like to thank all the professionals in our area in ag that I confronted or asked questions about things. And I know I'm missing people and I apologize, but there's definitely many more people out there that I just want to thank. So thank you.
You mentioned that you came here from Ames, Iowa. Where are you at in your education?
So I'm a sophomore at Iowa State University studying agricultural studies with a minor in ag systems technology. And I'm hoping to finish up getting my bachelor's degree in 4 years and then return home and start farming on my own.
Congratulations on the award, Hunter, and have a great rest of the convention.
Thank you. You too.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.